the young people like to do, or used to do in the evening, they used to like to go out and go to a, before movie theaters, or, you know, they used to like to go out and go to a, someplace where they move around the floors and music.
Oh, to go to, tavern? Beer tavern?
Well, they might go to a tavern, and they might...
Drugstore.
And while they're there, they hold each other and move around in music.
Oh, dance. Go to a dance.
Any other terms for that? Dance?
To a party, or, let's see.
Would you tell me whether you...
Ordinarily, they would have a party, a dance, they just call it dance, wouldn't they?
Would they ever call it a frolic?
A frolic, yes. Uh-huh.
And how about a German? Did you ever hear that?
German. I guess that they called it a frolic.
Hoedown?
Yes, hoedown, I've heard of that.
Shindig?
Yeah. Shindig.
Which term do you think would be most popular when you were young? Yes.
I think that we ordinarily just said a dance. They would often beg my mother to have a dance, and they'd move the stove out of the kitchen and the table and. They
right?
promised her they'd put them back, you know.
Mm-hmm. Your students, suppose a boy didn't come, he left home, but he didn't come to school. What did you say he did?
Laid out.
Okay. And he was supposed to come to school to get a... students come to school to get a...
Education?
All right, that's the most common.
Or get learning.
Is that what they used to say?
Mm-hmm.
Get learning.
Mm-hmm.
And after high school, he would go on to?
College or university.
All right. And after, what's the earliest class that a boy could go, that a student could go to? What do you call that, first class?
Kindergarten.
And after kindergarten, first
it's
class?
It's grade school.
And what's the first class in grade school?
It's the primer.
And
you go through the eight grades, and then you, I believe now, the seventh, you start in junior high. And then... junior high, 7, 8, 9, 11, 10, 11, and 12, senior high.
Okay.
And you graduate from senior high.
And in school today, I don't know, when you taught school, did they use benches and a table?
Desks.
I see.
We usually had desks back then.
Mm-hmm. And...
we'd have a recitation bench.
Did you?
Because where you have all the grades, you have to kind of separate the ones you're giving your attention to.
Right.
On the bench, close to you.
Did you say that every individual student had his own...
desk.
Uh-huh. And the place where books are kept, the building, particularly for books, or called a...
books to read, or
yes,
their own books?
No.
Library?
Right. And beyond the courthouse is a new...
federal building.
In which is called a...
post office.
Okay. And you don't have a